answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already Wednesday, the 15th day of June 2005. And coming up in 30 minutes, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Department of Labor during President George W. Bush's first term inside the Bush inner sanctum, the Bush team, says the official story about the collapse of the Twin Towers is bogus and that it is more likely that a controlled demolition destroyed them and the adjacent building number 7. He's coming on in 30 minutes next Monday for his first big radio interview. David Shaler's going to be coming on, the MI5 officer that blew the whistle on British involvement in bombings in Ireland and England to blame it on their political enemies. He's coming on to talk about that and government involvement in 9/11 next Monday. We are so honored that he contacted us through Simon Aranowitz over in England, and that he wants to come on this show. So we are extremely honored, and these are two big guests coming up, one in 30 minutes and one on Monday. Now, of course, I saw the article at lewrockwell.com last Thursday and talked about it on air, and I told Paul Watson, I said, you watch, this story's going to be big, and then now it has gotten big. People are finally paying attention to a former Bush team member during his first administration, is now voicing serious doubts about the collapse of the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. And he's written some detailed articles just covering the common sense facts surrounding this. And I've talked a lot about how this is how a house of cards comes down. Or the analogy is the emperor's new clothes. It takes those first individuals to hit the barbed wire so the rest of you can climb over our backs. And I use the analogy of the first people that came out 600 years ago and said the world is round, actually 500 and something, the world isn't flat. They were burned at the stake, they were killed, they were called witches, they were called warlocks, they were called heretics, they were jailed in their homes. And then almost overnight in the scheme of human society, in just a decade or so, you were a kook, not to say that it was round, but a kook to say that it was flat. Flat earthers. And so shoot your mouths off, laugh at me, attack me, run your hit pieces, just pull out all the stops. In fact, you can't even kill all of us now. There's too many of us. Do whatever you want, do whatever you can, try how you may, the truth about 9/11's coming out. Just like in major polls, 90-plus percent of Americans believe the government killed Kennedy. Not just the CIA, not the mob, not there was more than one gunman. Everybody, basically, 98% believe that. In major polls, 92% of Americans believe the government was involved. And it's not going to take 40 years or 42 years now to get those type of numbers. It's accelerated. Everything happens faster today because of technology, because of science. Their lies come out even faster. They're more sophisticated. Our truths come out even faster and dissect their lies as fast as they can weave them. And yes, even faster. So, prepare yourselves, New World Order. You can run, but you can't hide. Your end is approaching. It's on the horizon.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blasting out from San Bernardino, California, the KCAA. To our fine affiliates up there on the Sunshine Network in upstate New York, to WVTJ down in Pensacola, Florida, from right here in Austin, Texas, Radio Free Austin, to KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 and at night at 3210, and of course the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to have former high-level Bush administration official, the chief economist, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, for the Department of Labor during President Bush's first term. He's also been involved, he has a very long bio at Texas A&M and in law enforcement studies and just a whole plethora of issues. And he will be joining us coming up here in just about 22 minutes, to be precise. And in the first 5 minutes that I know some of our fine affiliates don't carry, they carry news then, but a lot of our stations, the majority, don't want to carry that news. So I do the first 5 minutes live, but I generally tend to recap. But it's important to recap it and to elaborate on it and to really be more specific. Because this is the good news. And I use the analogy of the world being round. And 550-something years ago, if you said the world was round, you would be executed, you'd be imprisoned, you'd get in deep trouble. But once it finally got traction and people refused to go along with the propaganda, and Magellan circumnavigated the globe, finding Magellan's strait and naming it such, that really shattered the illusions. And within just a few years, suddenly you were a kook to say that the world was flat. And in the scheme of human time and society, you know, 5 years, 10 years is a blinking, a twinkling, a shimmer of the eye. It's not even a blinking of the eye. And so many people I talk to, I mean, I remember, and again, this isn't Alex Jones tooting his horn. It's so that you can have this same courage. It's so you can realize that being a leader is the job that you've got before you, and so that you understand that being ridiculed is a badge of honor and is a good thing. I remember 2 months before 9/11 saying they're going to carry out an attack. Bin Laden's a CIA asset. He'll probably take the blame. They'll probably attack the World Trade Centers. Call the White House. Tell Bush don't carry out the attacks. I mean, I've never before said emergency, emergency, call them. I've never done it since. And I did it for 2 months leading up to 9/11, and I did it on TV, and I put it in my film, The Masters of Terror. And I got a lot of criticism. I had some stations turn us off. By the way, the stations that did kick us off came back and picked us back up again. And instead of being on 2 hours, hey, we're going to put you on 3 hours, and how about we put you on 3 hours at night? How's 6 hours sound? So I knew what was going to happen. I saw all the evidence. I had the connections. I did the research. You could do it too. I'm just an average person. And I took the heat. Day one on 9/11, I got on air. And I said, the globalists are behind 9/11. I gave the evidence. And I was ridiculed by people very close to me, other talk show hosts, other so-called patriot networks, even some people on the very network I was on. Well, Alex is going way too far. I had people dress me down in the street. I had people I've known for years dress me down in the hallways of the TV station. And you know what? None of them ever apologized to me. Some listeners have. And a few stations did, but people I know, my so-called colleagues, they never apologized. No, they like to prance around and say they exposed 9/11 and they have the most powerful information. And they look, frankly, I don't care. Let them run around and say that they claim the world was round when I know good and well they were saying it was flat as a pancake. I don't care, just so long as you say it's round. All right? And that's what it takes to be a trailblazer. And I've blazed many trails just because I, at certain levels, am not naive and gullible. I am, I wouldn't call it cynical, I'm streetwise. And I happen to have read a lot of history. And really, when you know history, you understand what's going on today. I don't have some sardonic or elitist feeling in the fact that most Americans can't find Iraq on a map. Most Americans don't know who the first president was or even the second. Most Americans don't know what the Fourth or Fifth Amendment is or the Tenth Amendment or the Ninth Amendment or the Seventh or the Sixth or the First. You know, the elite in America today, they're on a power trip. A lot of these mid-level minions love it that people are dumbed down. They see it as, well, in a competitive world, it's better if they're stupid. Oh, no, that scares me. It scares me to have billions of people don't know their head from a hole in the ground, but know all about their favorite sitcom or drama on TV. It scares me to death, folks, because when you got a dumbed-down population, you got tyranny. Oh, I don't take any pleasure. I'm not even that smart. In fact, it's very humbling. It's very scary to realize that I'm just an average person, but I am light years ahead of most people. And I know our listeners are light years ahead. I mean, I was thinking about this morning and last night. What amazing listeners we've got. What loving listeners we've got. What caring listeners we've got. The courage of our listeners. The activists. The people involved on the cutting edge. You guys are on the front lines. And I commend you. I salute you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know why you do what you do. Because you love God. Because you love your family. And you love the country where your family lives. And you know that country's got to be free if you're going to be free. And if I'm going to be free, you got to be free. And if you're going to be free, I got to be free. It's that simple. And that's why the Bilderberg Group is angry at Christian conservative patriots. You know, the ineffectual so-called liberals exposing the New World Order. They're not exposing the New World Order. They're exposing Bush's empire. Bush is just a front man, a foil, a puppet, a shill. That's all he is. And so, when they shift the so-called liberals back into power, suddenly the so-called liberals will love the tyranny. No, it was the conservative Christian patriots who were against Bill Clinton and the New World Order, and they were the first to be against George Bush, and they'll be the first to be against Hillary or Schwarzenegger or the governor of Virginia, whoever, whatever puppet they put in. We'll see right through them. So again, I commend you. You've taken the heat. You've been the focus of the government. You're the ones that are under attack, and I commend you. But over time, I mean, major polls, most Americans believe the government was involved in 9/11 or at least knew it was going to happen and let it take place. And that's in 3 3/4 years. Or 3/4 years and 3 years, as they said in the olden tongue. 3/4 of a year plus 3. But so we've got to understand that we're having an effect. We're changing society. We're in this fight. And the globalists are howling with anger. Again, I mentioned the analogy, the example of the parable of the emperor's new clothes. These scammers come to town. They build this beautiful cloak for the king. He pays them all this money. They say, we can do it even better. And the next cloak they make him, he's in his underwear. It's invisible. And they're weaving it for hours, the gold, the rubies, the diamonds. And he doesn't see it, but he thinks he must be crazy. So he says, okay, it's beautiful. And all of his staff, they want to be yes men. So they go, oh, it's beautiful. Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, gold, sapphires, mother of pearl. It's incredible. And so the king has a big parade, and he's walking in his underwear. And everyone, dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun, look at him, your leader. Let him know that you love him and love his new beautiful cloak as he walks in a loincloth. And a 3-year-old child steps forward out of the crowd and starts laughing and says, the king is naked. Then everyone starts laughing and saying it. I mean, out of the mouths of babes, folks, really, I mean, that's what I've done. I'm just an average person that sees straight and knows what's going on, at least part of the time, and realizes that I've got to always be looking for deception and always studying. And I saw it coming from so far away. And so many people out here, you see them everywhere, they know what's going on. Yeah, Alex, I know it's true, but I don't want to get involved. It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous not to fight this. It's too dangerous to let these people be in control. It's too dangerous to let them have a free hand. I mean, are you crazy? Look, these threats don't go away just because you deny them or stick your head in the sand. It's going to take more of us standing up. Hey, we may know the truth now, but we haven't put that into action yet. And that means waking others up and being public and exposing. Think what it took for Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Department of Labor for Bush, to come out and say, there's no way that planes brought down those buildings. Think what it took for George Galloway to say that. Think what it took for Michael Meacher to say it, or Andres von Bülow. Think what it took for all these other prominent people to say it. And more prominent people are going to say it. Larry Silverstein says he blew it up. Are we supposed to ignore him admitting it? Never! I'm not your slave! You don't have control of my mind, and you never will.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Bad boys. New World Order, you're the bad boys. You revel in evil. You know, watching Rumsfeld up on TV going, hey, we're not going to release any of these people at Guantanamo Bay. They're cold-blooded killers. Well, you haven't convicted any of these people. The CIA, the top guy who's in Afghanistan, has gone public 3 weeks ago, and they admit that they would just kidnap innocent people and have them sold to them by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They just grab some kids, grab some goat herders. They'd invite goat herders down out of the hills and clap them in irons, and the Taliban would just sell them to the waiting helicopters. $25,000 a head. $3,000 to $25,000 a head. And then that's what the aid groups, the Army's own reports, Brigadier General Rick Baucus quit the camp and said, number one, we're torturing people, and I'm not going to be part of it. Number two, they're innocent. Oh, no, they're cold-blooded killers. Well, you see, they got to have a theater for you folks, because they flew out the 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders. Our government didn't save you. That's admitted. Oh, yeah, AP, Reuters, Fox News, but it was just an accident. Just all of it's just an accident. So you got to have somebody to torture. You got to train the troops on somebody, because it's really for us, the American people. Watch the cop shows, the tortures for the average Joe. They're just training us all. It's good. And then Rumsfeld, the guy that got aspartame on the market, the guy that sits on all these drug company boards like George Bush Sr., he guts up there and lies. The guy's a congenital, perpetual, compulsive liar. All he does is lie. He's truly evil, folks. But he's just a minion of his masters. All right, there's a ton of news. You know, we're on in Kansas City, been on there. That's probably one of our oldest affiliates, great folks up there. So I would imagine later listeners will want to call in about this, that we have our guest, Morgan Reynolds, coming on, PhD, talk about implosion of the towers. Abortionist accused of eating fetuses, Kansas City clinic closed as grisly house of horrors. A Kansas City abortionist is out of business after investigators discovered a grisly house of horrors at the clinic with fetuses kept in styrofoam cups in his refrigerator and one employee accusing him of microwaving one and stirring it into his lunch. The unsanitary conditions at Krishnu Rajana's, you just knew it would be that, clinic prompted legislative approval of new abortion regulations in Kansas, a bill that was vetoed by the governor. Rajana's activities have reportedly been the subject of law enforcement investigations for nearly 2 years. Folks, to be able to go in every day and kill 30, 40 babies, to be able to pour acid on them, to cut their arms and legs off, to rip their heads off, to suck their brains out, you got to be sick. There's got to be something wrong with you. Not to mention just the exorbitant money. They're some of the highest paid medical practitioners out there are abortionists. Many abortionists make more than top brain surgeons and plastic surgeons. And it is a grisly mess. And a lot of times they leave an arm or a leg in there, and it triples, more than triples, a woman's chances of getting different types of cancer, because the body terminates pregnancies itself about 99% of the time. If there's a problem with that baby, God's designed you where you're going to, the baby's going to die. The body's going to kill it. You're going to get rid of it. That's God's plan. And then the woman doesn't get cancer from it. But you go around, pulling fruit off the vine, folks. And again, women don't even know that there are more people wanting to adopt children every year than there are even abortions. There are groups that will pay you tens of thousands of dollars, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, and pay for you to stay in a nice house or apartment, have that baby, and then give you several years' pay afterwards. Women don't even know that could be a good business for them. No, they don't know that. They know because nobody told you that, did they? And the groups doing it don't have the money to put up enough billboards to tell you, though you do see the billboards. Something's, folks, whenever we would pull a calf when I worked for a large animal vet and it would die, I'd be very sad for the dead baby calf. Can you imagine, or any time we had to, before the life of the mother, which was very rare, had to do a procedure that would probably kill the calf, I was still sad. Imagine being able to kill human beings. You can make up whatever lies you want and say they're not. It is a human being. You got to be sick. So I believe the staff. I believe the workers. I mean, I pulled up past news articles about it. The place looks like the inside of a public bathroom. It's a cesspool. And a big fat demon's in trouble. And he should be in trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
It will probably be the last showing. Next week, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 8 o'clock, my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, covering the latest developments with the secret police, the sound cannons, the surveillance blimps, the FEMA camp, the private Bechtel FEMA camp, the George Shultz-owned FEMA camp, a controlled FEMA camp that people were put in New York. Then we spend a full hour on 9/11. We confront Michael Moore for his whitewash. We show you how the globalists carried out 9/11, how they executed it, all of the evidence, and then we show you who the globalists are, their mindsets, their ideologies, their philosophies, and you will learn the secret that holds the world's future in its grasp. Coming up next Thursday, probably the last showing, I might have one more, but I doubt it, the 23rd of June, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, link through via Infowars.com to the Alamo Draft House website, order or purchase your tickets right there online. And I hope to see you there next week. And if you want to order a hard copy on VHS or DVD of Martial Law, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the Safe Secure shopping cart, look at all the different specials, all the other discounts I'm offering, watch free clips of the films, I mean lengthy clips. In some cases, I mean, I've got half of Martial Law up on the website for free, folks. I just want to get the word out. And when you do order the videos, please make copies. I cannot stress enough how important it is to expose who's behind the terror. Because if we don't, there's going to be an even bigger event. The military has said they're ready for total martial law, and then it's over. Then we've got to physically fight, and believe me, you don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. So we're coming down to biting the bullet right now. We're trying to avert this, so please get martial law, get Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get my three films on September 11th. But this is the preeminent film. My others are excellent as well. But I mean preeminent, period. Many writers and researchers have said that. It is my best work. I spent 6 months making this. It's my best work. The toll-free number to order it is 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or as I said, order via the shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Or watch my new film, my 11 other films, dozens of other films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews, everything at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And all of your support goes towards expanding what we're doing, fighting the globalists. All right. Enough said with that little plug. The gentleman we have on just has amazing courage. I didn't gallop, the first day I read his article at LouRockwell.com, I didn't gallop to get him on. I wanted to research him first, and a few nights I spent 3 or 4 hours researching our guest, Morgan Reynolds, who's going to be with us for a full hour. And his bio is lengthy. He has worked at the highest levels of the federal government, including chief economist, for a major department of the Bush administration. He has been involved in so many levels of academia at Texas A&M, which is also one of their main command bases for Homeland Security now, and recruiting and coming up with policy. And we're just honored to have him. Here's the headline, Bush economist doubts 9/11 story. Ex-Labor Department head says towers brought down by explosives. Here's another one. This is out of United Press International. Former Bush administrative economist says official story of WTC collapse bogus. So, and I got a bunch of other articles here as well. But Mr. Reynolds, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex.
I really appreciate it. First off, you can describe yourself better than I can, and tell us about Morgan Reynolds, and then your awakening and why you've gone public.
I'm a PhD in economics from University of Wisconsin, and spent the majority of my academic career at Texas A&M, 28 years. Now I'm retired from there. Gives me a few more degrees of freedom, but and I've also worked for various kinds of policy institutes part-time. Free market oriented, that's my work as an economist. And when you go back to 9/11, maybe I'm a slow learner. I didn't know instantly, didn't have draconian suspicions. In fact, the event happened 1 week exactly after I started at the Labor Department. But my first reaction when I saw the building impacted, Tower 1, and I said, that building won't fall. And like a lot of laymen and experts alike, including fire chiefs on the scene, everybody, virtually everybody, was shocked at the implosion. 10 seconds approximately for each of these incredible towers, and then, of course, the mysterious Building 7. So there's a brief response.
So just a week after 9/11, you got the job as the chief economist for the Department of Labor, in a very high-level position inside the Bush administration. And then now, 3.5 years later, or more than 3.5 years later, you're going public in a big way.
You know how these media events work. This is one of the cases where I've written some op-eds, and for whatever reason, this one kind of caught fire. It went beyond the normal channels I swim in, and there you go.
Well, I want to discuss, though, in a microcosm, an event of a professional, PhD, highest levels of his field in economics, your awakening, I mean, how the pieces fell together. Let's go over that first, then we'll get into the collapse of the towers.
Well, I mean, the number one qualification that I have is a concerned citizen. The second is I'm a researcher. I've got writing and research skills. And third, it's the gravity of this event. It's the pivotal event of the 21st century.
It's a cornerstone, a foundation.
It is. It's the foundation. And we don't know enough. If, I'm saying I feel like the child in the emperor's new clothes. Hey, look, there's a bunch of problems here. And that was the nature of my June 9th article. And it just says, hey, look, let's look at the evidence here, the forensic evidence, the photos. And there's just things inconsistent with the official account.
So when did you start to wake up? I mean, I want to hear about this process.
Well, really, it's just been a very gradual thing. And now that I'm semi-retired, I wanted to pursue this, especially after the invasion of Iraq, where, I mean, pretty much everybody stipulates that was all a big lie. From the WMDs to the Saddam involvement in 9/11, and just the scary, you know, another big event, a terrorist event. So that ought to alert people, and it did alert me, and I said, I need to look closer at this whole thing.
Well, you've certainly done that, and the article you wrote for BlueRockwell.com is extremely detailed and covers a lot of different facets. We posted that story at PrisonPlanet.com late last week. But since then, again, it's been in WorldNet Daily, United Press International. It's one of the biggest stories on the web right now. And
well, you know, part of it is the credentialism that we're so fond of. It helps make a first cut. And there haven't been many qualified academics willing to go out on a limb. For reasons I understand.
Yeah, David Ray Griffin was one of the first, and,
right.
And now he's given his four scenarios, you know, four different views on 9/11. He believes four is the proper one. All the evidence concludes that, shows that, government complicity, involvement, execution. I concur with his analysis. Of the four views, what does Mr. Reynolds believe?
Well, enumerate those. I'm familiar with his work. I've read his two books. And
well, number one is Arabs did it all by themselves from a cave,
okay.
And the government did nothing wrong and had no prior knowledge. Part two is they had prior knowledge, just a little bit, but the government's idiots, and they made a mistake and fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Part three is they knew and consciously allowed it to happen,
yeah.
And even opened a few doors. And part four is they ran the entire operation.
Well, yeah, I'd have to say that the evidence points to the last. I say that there are three theories extant. Of course, they're all conspiracy theories because they're multi-person crimes, but Oni is Osama and 19 Islamic extremists did this. There's Lihop, let it happen on purpose, and then there's Mihop, make it happen on purpose. But I prefer the inchworm approach here. I'm not willing to vault further than the evidence would allow. And this piece I did just points out that there's a very strong evidence that's inconsistent with the official account that all point to the professional demolition as the explanation for the disintegration and freefall collapse of these buildings.
You know, I showed my film here in Austin, and I was sitting next to a big Hollywood producer who would come as a guest. You know, a pretty big name. Folks would all know who I was talking about. And he looked at me and he said, Alex, Building 7 is the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff is conclusive and well-documented, but he said, these buildings falling, you can prove they blew them up.
No.
You can prove they blew up 7. And on all of that hinges, because it would take weeks to put those explosives in there, we know Al-Qaeda couldn't do it.
Well, and we know Larry Silverstein admits it in public, right? I mean, the leaseholder, the 99 leaseholder.
He really slipped up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's pull the building. That's what he said. So, I mean, I'd rather believe the evidence of my eyes, but that's damning as well.
Well, we're going to go over all of that, and this audience is very well versed in it, but we always have new listeners, so it's important to go back over it and see what facets with your particular trained eye. But I'm very impressed with your little terms there, let it happen, made it happen. Go over those again for me, because I'm going to steal those terms.
Okay. You're welcome. Plagiarism invited. But, yeah, we've got three theories that I call ONI, Osama and 19 Islamic extremists. That's explanation one.
And that's ONI?
Yeah, O-N-I-E.
All right.
Acronym.
I love it. No, I love it.
Yeah, the second is Let It Happen on Purpose. What was it? H? You Let It Happen on Purpose. I'd have to go.
It Happen on Purpose.
Yeah, and then there's MIHOP, M-I-H-O-P, Make It Happen on Purpose. And I think that if we were to have a full-blown criminal trial after a careful investigation, of course, none of these procedures have been done. We have just a shortcut to this is war.
Well, the so-called independent commission was appointed by Bush.
Well, yeah, sure. They had, and of course, it was opposed with all means available until the survivors groups, especially the Four Jersey Girls, forced them politically into having a commission.
Yeah, they didn't even want to have the whitewash because they knew it would be kind of a roadmap like the Warren Commission report to be debunked.
Right, yeah. And you just don't want to let things out of your control, right? You know, they're control freaks. But one of the key appointments, one of the two most important was Philip Zelikow, who is, of course, Condoleezza Rice's counselor now at the State Department, but he's a Bush insider. And, you know, as David Ray Griffin says, in effect, he writes 95% of the commission's 571 pages. And he also, of course, I mean, it's a top-down procedure.
Well, sir, I mean, there's so much to talk about here, and I hate to keep going back to this, but we've got plenty of time with you, so I want to go back to your awakening. I mean, was it a week after, a month after, a year after? I mean, was it being inside the Bush administration and seeing other things, or now is it seeing all their other lies and all their other systematic corruptions, and I mean, was it the trillions missing from the Pentagon? I mean, is it just the vice president's office running the bids for the war? I mean...
Yeah, you're putting more importance on that than I think it warrants. But all I can say is...
I'm trying to understand.
Well,
I mean, what
was
the process?
Well, it was a gradual thing, but like I say, from the get-go, I had my doubts because I was shocked that these towers fell. But then, you know, I went on for about 2 years, maybe more, before I wrote anything expressing my doubts.
So you were quietly doing your own research?
Yes.
I mean, what did it feel like sitting there at midnight with a glass of ice water reading, you know, documents online? I mean, as the pieces finally, you know, more and more, I mean, you couldn't deny it.
Well, you know, the reason I went into academe initially was I thought, wow, from a career point of view, what a great idea. Ivory Tower, you put a few bright people aside and let them do their thing, and the thing should be the pursuit of truth, okay? And that's still my aim. I mean, it's no
astounding. Veritas.
Veritas, that's right. And here we have a situation where it's just big lies, and it's just appalling. And, of course, I'm getting, as you have taken a lot more than this than me, but I'm getting all these negatives that are mostly kind of a secular religion. You know, how dare you? You're a nut, et cetera, et cetera. I said, well, wait a minute. Let's put that aside, these ad hominem attacks. And
well, no, it really is an orthodoxy. They can't respond to the evidence.
Yeah,
all they can do is name call.
It's just complete denial. It reminds me of the Soviet Union where, you know, what you do with political dissidents is you just have them diagnosed as mental cases. At least that was the kinder version of exile, and you're locked up.
Well, they have that, what's the defiance disorder? The authority defiance disorder?
In the Patriot Act?
Well, I mean, now the government is saying that anybody that criticizes the government has this oppositional defiance disorder or whatever it's named in the psychology and psychiatry handbooks. And now Bush has passed the new Freedom Initiative to start forced psychological testing and drugging.
Well, yeah, it's the old cliche, truth, the first casualty of war.
But, I mean, you make the joke about the Soviet Union. I mean, now they're really trying to do that here. We just barely shot down New Freedom in Texas last month in the legislature. But sir, I mean, you talk about the response you've gotten predominantly in email and calls and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
What's the response been?
Pretty amazing to me. I mean, it's just a huge ruckus. I mean, part of it is what John Kaminsky calls a second wave, that maybe the country after Iraq is the ongoing disaster in Iraq is willing to go back to the beginning. You know, maybe the emotions have been sublimated enough to look at this again. So,
all right, we've got a break, sir. Just a ton of stuff coming up. We'll get into the collapse of the towers. We'll talk about all of it and maybe take some calls. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Talking to Morgan Reynolds, former chief economist for the Department of Labor during President George W. Bush's first term, says the official story about the collapse of the Twin Towers is bogus and that it is more likely that a controlled demolition destroyed them and adjacent building number 7. And we will go back over some of that evidence, but Mr. Reynolds, during the break, we were talking And I was saying, what percentage of these emails are negative? And you said it's 3 or 4 to 1 that are positive. But the people that are negative, it is just particularly vicious. But I don't want to put it in my words. Put it in your words. Tell us what the response has been like.
As I said earlier, it's like a secular religion it's like a Soviet mentality where anybody who speaks up and is a political dissident or says there's something wrong here, look at this, that, and the other thing, is immediately thought a nutcase, and you get to the right psychiatrist, and that's the lockup. Well, as I say, that's the kinder alternative for exile, but the mentality here is not, we'll call it scientific, nor is it characteristic of a criminal investigation where you pursue all sound leads, and including asking the question, who has motive, who benefits, do they have means, or do they have opportunity? And a lot of those lines were just closed off, and we didn't pursue this in the patient way we should have for the most important event, and maybe since the founding. But
within 2 hours, they told us it's bin Laden.
Right, they were all surprised. Yeah, the state was caught completely unawares, but then they announced a few hours later, we know who they were, and they, these 19 names aren't even on these various passenger manifests.
And then magically, a passport fell out of the sky. Turns
right.
out that was fake.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they don't want to discuss
good,
it.
But we can't find an engine. You know, they have a few photos of an absurd, you know, engine part, but it was probably planted. But, you know, I don't know. But the point is, there might have been aircraft, but what I argue in this article at the beginning is you look at the photos and you find things that are inconsistent with the official account. The holes are in the two towers are too small to swallow a Boeing 767. This problem's well known for the Pentagon, but not so well known for the towers. The fragment and column ends, the ones that bend to the outside, and you'd think, boy, they should bend to the inside if they were hit by aircraft.
But Mr. Reynolds, if you go with that story, as some have said, that there's not an aircraft, then it'll be easily disproven because...
No, I didn't say that. I said that this evidence is inconsistent with a Boeing 767.
No, I understand. Another
aircraft.
There
might have been aircraft, okay? But all of these things are secondary to the primary irrefutable evidence on behalf of controlled demolition. That's where we've got it.
No, I agree with you, because if you've been at Ground Zero, Building 7 is way down the street, nothing hit it, it falls
right.
with a classic crimp, and then the owner says they blew it up. I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah, FEMA, or not FEMA, but NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is supposed to be coming out with their explanation for 7. So it's going to have to be more creative than what they did on the two towers.
So you've been waking up over the last few years. You were still inside the Bush administration. What was it like to be having these thoughts and then seeing George Bush?
Well, I can't say that I suspected the U.S. government as doing it when I served there. If you wanted a marker, it would be the invasion of Iraq, where I said, holy mackerel, look what's going on here.
Amazing. Let's get into the towers themselves and how the other side won't debate the facts. The other side will not debate the real issues. We'll talk about it on the other side of this break as we start the second hour with our guest, Morgan Reynolds.